N10, brought to you by Muswell Hill Media.
Welcome back to the N10 show on a very grey rainy day, which according to the weather forecasters was supposed to be 18 degrees, but I think it's closer to 8 or 9. But never mind, we've got a packed show for you this week. We start with the launch of the Crouch End Festival.
Well, it started by a guy, Chris Arnold, who runs a local advertising agency. He started a Facebook group called Crouch End Creatives with the idea of pulling all these different people together and putting Crouch End on the map as a bit of London's creative village, if you like.
We then hear from local artist Anya Beaumont, who's asking for your paper rubbish.
I'm just starting to collect paper, and what I really need is more paper from the residents in Muswell Hill. That's what I really need. And it really can be anything, from shopping lists to, I don't know, maybe you've just had a new child and you're writing down lists of possible names for them. That would be fantastic. Or it could be you were doing some working out with your child for the homework, or some of their old drawings. You know, you have millions of drawings from children, I do.
And we end the show with a gig organised to raise money for charity Medical Aid for Palestinians.
I remember days when I thought I would never try. Never knew I had no reason why. Days feel like nights are easy, words dance off the page. Another try, don't challenge quite the same. I'll be alright.
You're listening to the N10 show, and I am LJ. So we start this week in Crouch End and the launch of an arts festival, which will run from May the 4th to May the 15th. One of the organisers of the event, James Bridgman, met me this morning to tell me more about the event. And I must say, we met in the excellent but quite noisy cafe Haberdashery on Middle Lane, so excuse the background chatter.
The real idea behind the festival is to connect local creative people with local venues and local people and try and pull all these people together into one event. Broadly speaking, it's centre of Crouch End, stretching out to Hornsey High Street and back again. So if you were to draw a boundary, it would be, I guess, the Railway Tavern at the bottom of Muswell Hill. There's one corner and Hornsey High Street one side to the clock tower and Crouch End Hill the other side.
And so is that boundary for people that are going to be involved in the festival? Or
it's mainly for venues. So the actual people who are involved in it will be broadly from the area, and most people will be based in Crouch End or very near Crouch End, so I'm sure there'll be a few people from Muswell Hill in that area. But it's such a hot spot for creativity that it seems crazy not to try and host something which showcases the talent that's around.
How has this idea come about?
Well, it started by a guy, Chris Arnold, who runs a local advertising agency. He started a Facebook group called Crouch End Creatives with the idea of pulling all these different people together and putting Crouch End on the map as a bit of London's creative village, if you like.
Next to Muswell Hill, of course.
Next to Muswell Hill. Well, they are very closely related, so, you know, a lot of actors down in Crouch End, a lot of TV people up in Muswell Hill, so that's the cliche, isn't it? So we just thought, as we're based here, there's lots going on anyway, but in pockets rather than joined up. So we thought that we'd try and pull that together a bit, and how could we do it? And a festival seemed like a great idea. And then it was just about working out the logistics and getting enough people involved to make it happen.
It sounds brilliant. So where are you at the moment?
Where are we at? Well, the website launched at the beginning of the week, crouchendfestival.org, and the Twitter name is crouchendfest. We're compiling a list of venues who are interested in being part of it and a list of artists who would like to be part of it. And then we will try and encourage everyone to match each other up with the venues and then let us know. If you're an artist, please get in touch, whether it's photography, whether it's performance art, whether it's music, whatever it is, get in touch with us, and then we can post them on the site, and then we can start to build those relationships. People will start to book each other into different venues during that week. And then we'll start to have an events calendar which people can find out what's going on. It's completely non-for-profit. Any money we do generate from it will go back into a festival for next year. And really the idea is that as many events as possible will be free. There will be a few paid events simply to logistics of setting up and that sort of thing. But most of the events will be free. We're hoping to have lots of schools involved to try and get local kids to create things for the festival. and to have a bit of a sort of ongoing legacy for everyone to find out more about their local area.
Okay, so just remind us lastly what you need to do if you want to get involved.
Go to the website. There's a link which says get involved. You can download a form if you're an artist, or there's also a form for a venue, or if you want to get in touch, just send us an email if you can help us out volunteering. We'll need lots of people like stewards and people to take tickets and all sorts of things like that. We'd really need as much help as possible because no one's getting paid for it, and we just want it to be a great local event.
Okay, thank you very much, James.
Thank you.
That was James Bridgman. Let's move on now to artist Anya Beaumont and her latest project to produce a large-scale paper relief of the N10 area using unwanted paper from local residents. The process involves Anya taking a street map, cutting away bits and then rebuilding with layers of scrap paper, bits of bills, shopping lists, kids' pictures, all taken from residents from the area of the map. Anya's previous work, which is on permanent loan to the Arts Depot, is a similar project encompassing the whole of Barnet. Earlier in the week, I talked to her about her work, and I started off by asking her to describe this piece at the Arts Depot.
It's over 5 metres long, and it's all intricately hand-cut paper. I just use a kind of scalpel craft knife. And the colour comes from the paper that I've been given, but also within sections of it, I would take photographs of what I'd already made and then cut that out and layer it behind it. Printing the paper, it's recycled paper, it's paper that's been donated, quite boring bits of paper perhaps, but then printing it onto that and then cutting it out, so you get these many, many layers. All of it has been made from paper that has been donated. I've got a lot from the libraries.
So take me on a little bit now, so what are you working on now then?
The N10 Mapping Muswell and N10 Paper Project, as I've dubbed it for the time being, is a similar project but just using a map of the N10 area, so literally the defined by the postal district. I managed to create my map, which is my first layer, and that's just under a metre wide, so I've had to enlarge it quite a lot. And I'm just preparing the second layer, and I'm just starting to collect paper, and what I really need is more paper from the residents in Muswell Hill. That's what I really need, and it really can be anything from shopping lists to, I don't know, maybe you've just had a new child and you're writing down lists of possible names for them. That would be fantastic. Or it could be you were doing some working out with your child for the homework, or some of their old drawings. You know, you have millions of drawings from children, I do. It doesn't have to be important, but I would rather it did have or have had some meaning to the people that donate it rather than just junk mail. I was thinking about what it was with paper and these sort of unknown scraps of paper with writing on it that I found so exciting, and it took me back to being a kid and just reading Famous Five books and me mucking about with my friend going, I wish we had a mystery, we just got to find a hidden note somewhere. We did actually put a note in a wall once and totally forgot all about it until about a year later, and then we found this note and we're like, oh my god, we've got a real mystery. But it is something about, you know, you come across a bit of paper and it might be nothing, it might be something, but it is just still, you think, what part of that life did it come from, or what sort of person left that there
thing? So how can people send stuff to you?
The easiest way actually is to just drop it off at the library in Muswell Hill. So if people go to the counter downstairs, just say it's for Anya's paper project and they'll take it in.
So tell me a little bit, Anya, about how your background. I mean, have you always worked in paper or...?
No, I mean, I've worked in all sorts of different materials. I've been working with projection and shadows since my master's. That was something I kind of was exploring, was a relationship between three-dimensional objects and two-dimensional objects, investigating the boundaries between drawing, painting and sculpture, really. And in some of my earlier works, I've used really strong contrasting colour, so very, very optical things to look at. And it is using this object with a shadow that's been projected behind, and then I've made into a form, whether it's cutting it out of latex or steel or whatever. So I've worked a lot, I say, with different kinds of resin.
And why steel? Because of the hardness of the metal?
Well, there's a relationship between steel and papers, and that, you know, when you get it as a sheet, it has a sort of flat form that then you can manipulate. And there is something to me when I'm working with steel in a forge that's very beautiful. And I spent quite a lot of time down at the V&A looking at the metal courts, the metal in the galleries there. It's a beautiful forged steel from, you know, way back, whether it was for decorative ironwork on gates or what have you. But that's been quite a big influence on me, I think, looking at that.
So when are you hoping to finish your N10 project?
Well, I'm hoping sort of September, October time. I don't anticipate it being quite as big as the one I did at the Arts Depot. So I'm thinking maybe 3 metres, probably, by about a metre.
That was artist Anya Beaumont. And if you'd like to help Anya with her N10 project, you can just go along with your bits of paper to Muswell Hill Library and hand them in at the desk.
And finally, to a charity gig, which is happening on March the 4th at the Raglan Hotel on Queen's Avenue. The gig, organised by Carolina Grasserol, is to raise money for charity Medical Aid for Palestinians. Carolina has organised a fantastic lineup, including Kate Threefall, the winner of the UK Jazz Radio's Performer Competition in 2010.
I remember days when I thought I would never try. Never knew I had no reason why. Days feel like nights are easy and words dance off the page. Another try, don't challenge quite the same. I'll be alright.
Also playing is Corina Piatti, an Argentinian vocalist who's no stranger to Ronnie Scott's.
Será una porquería, ya lo sé. En el 506 y en el 2000 también, que siempre ha habido chorros, maquiavelos y estafaos, contentos y amargaos, valores y duple, pero que el siglo XX es un despliegue.
And there are also two local boys from the Les Aldrich Music Shop, Daniel Ryan and Ollie Briggs. They'll both be playing. Ollie spoke to me earlier about how he got involved.
I'm a guitarist by trade and a singer by necessity, really. But I'd much rather just be a guitarist if I could find someone who could do the vocals for me. Carolina, she saw me play at an early open mic night at the Raglan Hotel a couple of months ago. My colleague Daniel, who also works at the music shop, Les Aldrich in Muswell Hill, he plays keyboard and sings. He's got a great voice. I play kind of like soft acoustic rock, Loudon Wainwright, Jeff Buckley kind of stuff. I'm going to be playing Moto Blues by Loudon Wainwright. And then a couple of songs with Daniel. One's going to be Video Games by Lana Del Rey, kind of a different take on that. And then we'll be playing one of Daniel's own songs. And then if there's time, I might play another song by myself, maybe Jeff Buckley's Hallelujah or a Bombay Bicycle Club cover.
In this town, television shuts off at 2. Yeah, what can a lonely rock and roller do? Oh, the bed's so big and the sheets are clean. Girlfriend says that you were 19. The styrofoam ice bucket is full of ice.
That was Ollie Briggs playing Motel Blues. All details of the event and how to get tickets are on n10.muswellhillmedia.co.uk. And that's all we have for this week. My thanks to James, Anya and Ollie. If you'd like to take part or have any comments, you can log on to n10.muswellhillmedia.co.uk or you can follow us on Twitter at MuswellHM. Until next week, goodbye.
N10, brought to you by Muswell Hill Media.